Today I'm talking to Talat Chowdhury of our research and development team, who is going to give us some information and background to the Application Profiles Support Project. Hello Talat, thank you for agreeing to talk to us today. Could you give us a little background and description of this project?
It might not be obvious to everybody what an application profile is. What it is, in essence, is it's a way of customising metadata for a particular kind of resource. And that's what these application profiles are. Now, that sounds sort of complicated, but effectively, it's just finding something, say an image or a publication, a type of resource, and then finding a particular way of talking about it in a standardised way, so there is a standard for that and so that people can discover it. There are a number of application profiles, and the one that most people have heard of is called SWAP, the Scholarly Works Application Profile. There are a number of others that have been developed since then, the Images Application Profile, the Geospatial Application Profile, and the Time-Based Media Application Profile. Those are reasonably self-explanatory. Time-based media is all sorts of things, all sorts of moving images, essentially. There are also a couple of scoping studies for learning materials and scientific data. And my work is essentially to make sure that the investment that JISC have put into these, the Joint Information Systems Committee, they've invested a significant amount of money in this, and that these application profiles see some implementation.
You've mentioned the JISC funding this. Are there any other partners involved in this project?
There are other partners. In particular, it's very difficult for us to be responsible for all of these application profiles, absolutely responsible for them, because they're about specific types of resources. But they were written originally by domain experts elsewhere, also largely funded by JISC. We don't at the present have other partners. In UCOLM, though, within UCOLM, this has become something of a collaborative effort between a number of projects. So there's the Application Profile Support Project, which I'm heading, the Information Environment Metadata Schema Registry. Also, there's some involvement from the Startup and Enhancement Project and the Shared Infrastructure Services Project. So that's between two main teams at UCOLM: research and development and software and systems. And so for us, this is quite a new venture to be involving a number of JISC projects in a collaborative effort that can potentially benefit quite a large number of areas.
Is this a long-term project?
Funding was originally from the beginning of my appointment in September round to this September, but it's now been extended. I think JISC have recognised there's a large amount of work to be done in this area. So it's now being funded on the basis of core funding on an ongoing basis.
All right, that does show the importance of this work. Could you let us know if you have any blog or website or wiki attached to this project that people could visit to see what you're doing?
Yes, we have a website, http://www.ucoln.ac.uk/projects/ap, and we have a blog at http://blogs.ucoln.ac.uk/ap-support.
Have you had to hold any events or workshops, or do you plan to hold any that people might be interested in attending?
So far, we've been beginning a process of user testing, and we're developing a methodology for that. So first of all, we did something of a dry run at UCOLM. We went to the Repositories and Preservation Programme meeting workshop held by the JISC in Birmingham this year to essentially try out that methodology on some colleagues. We will be going to the Institutional Web Managers Workshop, IWMW, in Colchester. We'll be holding a workshop at the Repositories Fringe in Edinburgh prior to the Edinburgh Fringe. But later in August, we will be holding a meeting to talk about this new methodology with the framers of all of those different application profiles. We're intending to hold another workshop at the Dublin Core Conference in Seoul, DCMI Conference.
Thank you. And just one last question about deliverables. What sort of deliverables and articles and papers do you have planned for this project?
So far, I published an article in Ariadne 58. Another one will shortly be published in Ariadne 60. that's setting out really where we go from here in terms of practical workshops and in terms of developing a methodology. So from here on in, I would say the deliverables are less about publications and more about outreach to the community and getting people to have a reason to implement application profiles, to deliver benefits to them. So another thing we'll be doing will be setting up test repositories and showing people methods that they could implement application profiles so that we can see effectively whether these things benefit their repositories in their live services that they have to offer.